姊妹们早安。
Happy to see you in the morning.
早上看到大家很高兴。
And we have a wonderful time last night together.
昨天晚上我们在主跟前一同聚集的时候，有一个非常喜乐的时间。
And we're burdened by this burden that God needs a new cruise.
我们心里面有这样子的负担，因为神要得着一个新瓶。
God is always looking for a new cruise for Himself.
因为神一直在那边要找一为他自己得着一个新瓶。
Because God has prepared plenty of salt, but wanting to pour it down into a new cruise.
因为神已经预备了许多的盐，可是他在那边要找着一个新瓶，好让这个盐能够倾倒下来。
And salt is plentiful.
盐是极其的丰盛。
But God is looking for a new cruise.
可是神在这边要找着一个新瓶。
Eli was an old cruise.
以利是一个旧瓶。
And God cannot pour down the salt into the old cruise.
神没有办法把这个盐倾倒在这一个旧的瓶子里面。
Therefore, God had to look for Samuel.
因此神必须要找着撒母耳。
And Saul of Tarsus was an old cruise.
大树的扫罗也是一个旧瓶。
God transformed Saul of Tarsus into Paul.
而神把这个大树的扫罗变成保罗。
So that he can pour the salt into this new cruise.
以至于神能够把这个盐倾倒在这个新瓶里。
Then we said last night that there are only two simple characteristics of the new cruise.
我们昨天晚上也提到在这个新瓶的里面有两个非常简单的特性。
It can't be any more simpler.
没有办法比这更简单了。
A new cruise can hear the Lord.
这个新瓶能够听见主。
A new cruise will do whatever the Lord says to him or her.
这个新瓶呢会做主不论向他所说的每一句话。
And any one of us is capable of being a new cruise.
我们当中的每一个人都能够成为一个新瓶。
We need to come to pray.
可是我们必须要聚在一起祷告。
A new cruise is always born out of a prayer.
因为新瓶总是在祷告中产生的。
So that let us have this prayer in our heart.
所以让我们在我们里面有这样子的祷告。
Turn me into a new cruise.
把我改变成为一个新瓶。
Allow us to hear you.
让我们能够听见他。
Allow us to do whatever you said to me.
我们愿意做主所说向我们所说的每一句话。
So this morning we want to go forward.
那今天早晨我要再往前再多走一步。
We want to see how a new cruise live a life for the Lord.
那我们要看见这个新瓶如何过它，如何活在这个生命的里面。
We are going to use a scripture.That is so familiar to all of us.
我们要用这一个我们大家都非常熟悉的经文。
It is so familiar to all of us. Sometimes we don't think we can get any new things from the scriptures.
因为这个经文对我们来讲是如此的熟悉，有时候觉得我们没有办法再从里面得着一个新的得着。
But we pray that the Lord have mercy on us.
可是我们祷告让主向我们能够有怜悯。
So that we can.Have a fresh revelation from a scripture we are so familiar with.
以至于我们对这一个我们非常熟悉的经文当中我们能够得着新鲜的启示。
We're going to read from John chapter 2 verse 1 through 11.
我们要读约翰福音第二章从第一节到十一节。
This is a story of a wedding in Cana.
这是这边讲到在加拿的婚宴。
I think if you grew up in the church, you must have heard the story hundreds of times.
如果你在教会长大的话，你恐怕这一段的经文你听过了上百遍。
And you may even wonder, what can I gain anything new from this story anymore?
也许你会这样子在里面觉得奇怪，我在这一个故事里面我还能够得着什么新的东西呢？
I think even our middle schooler have heard this multiple times.
甚至在我们当中的初中的弟兄姊妹他们都听过了许多次。
And brother and sister, we should never have the attitude that I cannot gain anything more from these scriptures.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从不应该有这样的态度，觉得我们从这一段的经文里面没有办法再得着新的东西。
The word of the Lord is inexhaustible.
因为神的话语是无穷无尽的。
Every time you read a scripture, no matter how familiar you are with the scripture, you can always find something new.
每一次你读一段经文的时候，不论你对这经文有多熟悉，你总是能够在里面找着一些新的东西。
So we're looking for a new cruise.From the story in Cana.
所以我们要在这一个迦拿婚宴这个故事里面找一个新品。
All right, let's read John chapter 2 verse 1.
让我们就先翻到约翰福音二章第一节。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him,They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, what does that has to do with us? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them,Fill the water pots with water, so they fill them up to the brim. And he said to them, Draw some out now, and take it to the head waiters. So they took it to him. When the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where he came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him,Every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
约翰福音二章第一节第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席耶稣的母亲在那里耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席酒用尽了耶稣的母亲对他说他们没有酒了耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干我的时候还没有到他母亲对佣人说他告诉你什么你们就做什么照犹太人洁净的规矩有六口石缸摆在那里每口可盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的，他们就送了去。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，再摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹是在加利利的迦拿行的显出他的荣耀来他的门徒就信他了
Father, we again want to come before you this morning
父亲我们今天早上愿再次来到你的跟前
Before we start the fellowship we want to acknowledge that how weak we are as a vessel
在我们要开始交通之前我们要先承认我们是何等样软弱的器皿。
We are unworthy, to speak for you.
我们不配为你说话。
But we are sometimes very difficult to hear from you.
很多时候我们也有困难要听见你的声音。
But this morning, we come with a confidence in our heart because you have mercy on us.
今天早晨我们带着充足的信心来到你的跟前因为我们知道你向着我们有怜悯
Before we share on this familiar scriptures
当我们要一同分享这一段非常熟悉经文的时候
We know we need Holy Spirit to open our eyes
我们知道我们需要圣灵能够来开启我们的眼睛
We pray that this time is the time you can work in our heart
我们祷告这段时间是你能够工作在我们心中的时间
It's nothingA human being can do.
这不是任何人能够做的工作。
It's up to the Lord.
一切都是在乎于你。
Therefore, we have to pray for one another.
所以我们必须要为着彼此祷告。
So that we have ability to hear from you again.
以至于我们能够真实有这个能力能够听见你。
We pray, that you would be the one that would touch our heart this morning.
我们祷告唯有你是那一个摸着我们心的那一位。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
This wedding in Cana is the first sign recorded in the book of John.
这个在加拿的婚宴是在约翰福音里面所记载的头一件神迹。
This sign has been written so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing him may have life in his name.
这些神迹记载的是要让我们能够信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并叫我们因了信了他就能够因他的名得生命。
There are 8 different signs recorded in the book of John.
在约翰福音里面记载了八个神迹。
They are called signs because in each sign there is a message and there is a spiritual meaning.
他们这些叫做神迹或者叫做记号因为在每一个所行的神迹或记号的背后都有一个属灵的教训和意义。
And the purpose of this sign is allow us to believe Jesus is the Christ.
这些记号的目的呢是要让我们能够相信耶稣是基督。
So we can believe in him and we have eternal life in his name.
以至于我们能够信他并且因他的名得生命。
This morning we want to look through this scripture from a special angle.
今天早上我要从一个特别的角度来看这个故事。
And discover the life of a new cruise from this story.
让我们能够从这个故事里面能够看见这个新品的生命。
Verse 1, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana.
第一节这边讲到说第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席。
The mother of Jesus was there, Jesus was invited, the disciples were invited.
耶稣的母亲在那里耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
Now in New Testament time, wedding could be last anywhere from 7 days to, 3 days to 7 days.
在新约的时候在那段的时期这个每一个婚宴可能持续从3天到7天之久。
During the course of the wedding feast, something happened, the wine ran out.
在这个筵席这段的时这个娶亲筵席这段的时间的里面有一个事情发生了就是酒用尽了。
So what does this mean to the wedding?
这个对这个娶亲的婚宴有什么样子的意义呢?
I think getting married is one of the most joyous moments in one's life.
我想在这个娶亲这件事情是一个人一生里面最喜乐的一个时刻。
And the joy reaches the fullness when the joy can be shared with one's relatives and close friends.
当这个喜乐达到顶点的时候呢是以至于这个喜乐能够和所有的亲友分享。
And in the New Testament,And wine plays a very important role in wedding feasts.
在新约里面这个酒是里面讲到在婚宴里面是非常重要的。
Because in Psalm, it recorded the wine make man's heart glad.
因为在诗篇里面记载着酒能够悦人的心。
So, wine helps wedding guests to share the joy with one another.
这个酒使得在这个婚宴的宾客能够彼此分享喜乐。
Once you can share the joy with one another, this combined joy reaches the fullness.
当我们能够彼此分享喜乐的时候，以至于这个喜乐就能够达到丰满。
So when the wine ran out,
所以当这个酒用尽了
they could not reach the original intention of the wedding feast.
他们就失去了那个起初要在这个婚宴里面所达到的目的。
The Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the first person to realize the wine ran out.
耶稣的母亲，她是第一次注意到这一个酒用尽的这个情况。
And he did not bring this to the attention of the head waiters.
而她在这里并没有把这个情况跟那个管筵席的人说。
Mary did not bring this issue to the bridegroom.
玛利亚也没有把这个问题带到这个新郎那里。
Mary did not try to solve the issue herself.
玛利亚也在那边没有试着用自己的方法把解决这个问题。
Obviously, Mary knew many, many people in the wedding.
当很明显的，玛利亚在这个婚宴里面认识许多人。
She did not go to anyone other than Jesus.
而她没有去，除了耶稣以外，她没有去求任何人。
He brought this issue only to Jesus.
她把这一个问题紧紧带到耶稣的跟前。
Brother and sister, there we see the life of a new cruise.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见这一个新瓶的生命。
The life of a new cruise will bring issue only to Lord Jesus.
这一个新瓶的生命是单单把所有的问题带到主耶稣基督的跟前。
Sometimes today when you and I have issues,
有的时候当你我有一个碰到一个问题的时候
We bring our issue to everybody except the Lord Jesus.
我们把这个问题带到在主以外所有的人的跟前。
This is not the life of a new cruise.
这不是那个新瓶的生命。
This is the life of an old cruise.
这乃是那个旧瓶生命。
A new cruise will only bring issues to Lord Jesus.
这个新瓶唯有新瓶能够把这个问题带到主耶稣基督的跟前。
But Mary said, they have no wine.
而玛利亚这边讲说他们没有酒了。
Mary did not suggest a solution.
玛利亚在这边并没有提供一个解决这问题的方案。
Mary did not set a deadline for Jesus to solve the problem.
他在这边也没有设一个要解决这问题的时间表。
And Mary did not complain about any individuals.
玛利亚在这边也没有责怪任何其中一个人。
Mary simply brought the issue to Jesus and gave Jesus authority to deal with the issues.
玛利亚在这边仅仅把这个问题带给主耶稣基督，让主耶稣基督得着权柄来解决这个问题。
This is the life of a new cruise.
这乃是这个新瓶的生命。
Toward the very end,Of Billy Graham's career.
在Billy Graham 他这个服事的近尾端的时候
And someone asked Billy Graham,
有人就问 Billy Graham 这个问题
What will you change if you have to do this all over again?
他们问他说如果你要重新再来一次的话你觉得你在这个过程里面你需要有一些什么样的改变
This is Billy Graham.
这是 Billy Graham.
You know, most famous evangelists in the world.
这是格里汉这一个是最著名的世界里面非最著名的传道人。
Why will Billy Graham change anything if he has to do it all over again?
他们在问说格里汉说如果你要再重新做一次的话你觉得你需要改变一些什么
He said he would do three things.
他说我会做三件事。
I will pray more.
我要有更多的祷告。
And I will pray more.
我要有更多的祷告。
I will pray more.
我要祷告更多。
In other words, Billy Graham said, I will bring more issues to the Lord.
换句话说，格里汉说，我要把更多的问题借着祷告带到主的跟前。
I will bring everything to the Lord.
我要把所有的事情带到主的跟前。
This is the life of a new cruise.
这乃是那个新瓶的生命。
You bring everything to the Lord.
你把所有的事情带到主的跟前。
We should come to the Lord for everything.
我们应当把所有的事情中我们都来到主的跟前。
We should wait for him on any issue that we encounter.
我们把所有碰到的问题在他的跟前等候。
And waiting to hear what the Lord has to say.
我们等候主在这个情况里面他要说什么
Brother and sister, this is the life of a new cruise.
弟兄姊妹们这乃是那个新瓶的生命
Whenever I have any issue in my life,
如果在我们生活里面有任何情况的话
Whether it's my family, whether it's my work, whether it's my service,
或者是我的家庭或者是我的工作或者是我的服事
I will bring every issue to the Lord.
我要把所有的问题都带到主的跟前
And I will wait to hear from what the Lord has to say about all these things.
我要在这边等候主看主在这一些的所碰到的问题里面他要怎么说
Before I will do anything.
在我做任何事情之先
This is the new cruise.
这乃是新瓶
We are not used to behave like this.
我们不习惯这么做。
That's why we sometimes we face Jericho.
以至于我们很有的时候我们就碰到了耶利哥。
Because it's not something that we can address.
因为这不是我们自己能够解决的问题。
So that day, Mary brought this issue to Jesus.
所以在那一天，玛利亚就把这个问题带到了主耶稣的跟前。
Then she waited to hear what the Jesus had to say.
然后她就在那边等主耶稣基督要怎么说。
But Jesus' answer really surprised all of us.
那主耶稣的答复对我们众人来讲都让我们吃了一惊。
Verse 4, Jesus said, Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come.
第四节耶稣说母亲或者是原文是讲说是妇人我与你有什么相干我的时候还没有到。
I think this verse surprised all of us.
我想这一节的经文让我们众人都吃了一惊。
You know, especially, you know, from our, you know, oriental background.
特别是我们这边带着东方背景的人。
And we don't understand this.
我们对这个经文不太容易明白。
And we do not understand why the Lord Jesus would say such a thing to his mother.
我们对主耶稣基督为什么对他母亲这么说我们不太明白。
But we need to clarify one thing.
可是我们这边要有一个澄清。
The word woman in Hebrew used in this sentence is not disrespectful.
在这个希伯来原文里面讲到这个妇人在这一个句子里面并不是表达任何不尊敬的意思。
And that Hebrew word is a very respectful word.
在这一个希伯来原文里面这个字是非常充满了尊敬。
When Mary Magdalene was outside the tomb and the angel said to her, Woman,Why are you weeping? Use the same word.
当这个马大拉的玛利亚她在这个主的墓的外面在那边哭泣的时候天使向她显现对她说妇人你为什么在这边哭泣这个妇人是同样一个妇人。
When Jesus was on the cross, he said to his mother and John, Woman, behold your son.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上他对着他的母亲玛利亚和他门徒约翰他这边讲说妇人看哪、啊、这是你的儿子。
And those are the same word here.
这是像同样一个字。
So this word is a very respectful word.
这个字妇人实际上在原文里面是充满了尊敬的意思。
But why did Jesus say my hour has not yet come?
可是为什么主耶稣基督在这边讲说我的时候还没有到
This phrase is actually the key to understand this story.
这一句话乃是明白这个故事的那个关键。
Which hour the Lord Jesus was talking about?
主所说的这个时候是指的什么时候
What Jesus was waiting for?
主耶稣基督在边所等候的是什么时候
Actually, this is sometimes hard to understand.
有的时候这对我们来讲是很难明白的。
We knew that in the book of John, there are 8 different signs.
我们知道在约翰福音里面有记载一个八个神迹。
Also, in the book of John, there are 8 times Jesus said, I am.
在约翰福音也有八次主耶稣讲到说我是
I am the bread of life
他说我是生命的粮
I am the light of the world
我是世上的光
I am the door of the sheep
我是羊的门
I am the good shepherd
我是好牧人
I am the son of God
我是神的儿子
I am the resurrection and the life
我是复活我是生命
I am the way and the truth and the life
我是道路真理生命
I amThe true vine.
我是那个真葡萄树。
Each I am corresponds to each sign.
每一个他宣称的我是和每一个记号相对应。
And I am is the key to understand the sign the I am is corresponding to.
而主每一次这边宣告我是让我们能够明白每一个记号的那个关键。
So let me ask you that, so what is the I am that matched the story in chapter 2?
所以我这边问大家，这边主所宣告的我是其中的哪一个和这一边约翰福音二章这边所记载的故事相对应？
Anyone want to try?
有大家要试试看吗？
The wedding in Cana match which I am.
这个加拿的婚宴和主所宣告的我是其中哪一个相对应？
It is I am the true vine.
这边乃是我是那真葡萄树。
In the New Testament time, the main purpose of the vine was to produce wine.
在新约的时候，这个葡萄树的之所以要有葡萄树，就是为了要产酒。
The vine takes in the water and nutrients from the soil and produce grapes.
这个葡萄树从土里面吸收了水分和养分，以至于能够结果子。
One day, the fruits of the vine are brought to the wine press. And from there, wine is made from the fruits of the vine.
这个葡萄有一天就要被带到酒榨里，在酒榨里面就要产酒。
When Jesus said, He is the true vine, Jesus came to this world to produce wine for the whole world. When the worldran out of the wine.
当主耶稣说他乃是那真葡萄树，他来到这个世上乃是为了要能够生产酒，因为当这个世界已经用尽酒的时候。
But Jesus was not yet ready to go to the wine press.
可是主在这个时候他还没有预备好要进到那个酒榨里。
His hour to go to the wine press had not come.
他这边讲说我的时候是乃是讲到他要进入酒榨的时候。
The wine press is the cross.
这个酒榨所代表的乃是十字架。
His time for the cross has not yet come.
他要上十字架的时候还没有来。
So when will the hour come?
那这个时候什么时候会到呢？
The hour will come when the world acknowledged that the world had no wine.
这个时候来的时候，就是当这个世界承认他们的酒用尽了。
This hour came in John chapter 12.
这个时候乃是来到的时候乃是记载在约翰福音十二章。
You remember in John 12 verse 20, some Greeks came to Philip and saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus.
也许我们记得在约翰福音第十二章第二十节那边讲说，有几个希利尼人他们来见腓力，对他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。
Both Philip and Andrew came and told Jesus.
的腓力和安德烈他们就一同来到主的跟前。
The Greek had answer to everything.
这个希利尼人他们对所有的问题他们都有答案。
It was the Greek that brought us philosophy and sciences.
这乃是借着希腊人我们得着了这个哲学还有科学。
The Greek created the foundation for Western civilization.
而希腊人他们为着这个西方的文明做了奠定了根基。
For hundreds of years, it was the Greek who provide the wine for the whole world.
就是在这个几百年的时间里面都是这个希腊人为这个世界预备酒。
So when the Greeks came to Jesus, they declared on behalf of the world that the world had no wine.
而当这些希利尼人或希腊人来见主耶稣基督的时候，他们乃是站在这个世界的地位，他们在一边宣告说他们的酒用尽了。
The moment Jesus heard this, he said, the hour has come.
当主耶稣基督听见这个的时候，主耶稣就说，这个时候已经到了。
For the Son of Man to be glorified.
他说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
When the world acknowledged that he had no wine, the Lord Jesus, the true vine, was ready to go to the wine press.
当这个世界承认他们的酒用尽了，没有酒的时候，这就是主在这边预备好了要去酒榨的时候。
Mary was concerned about the wine for the wedding.
玛利亚在那边她所关注的乃是在这个婚宴里面的酒。
Jesus was concerned about the wine for the whole world.
而主耶稣基督这边所关注的乃是向为着这个世界预备酒。
That was why Jesus said, what does that have to do with us?
那这就是主这边回答说 我与你有什么相干？
Because Jesus came to be the wine of the whole world.
因为主要来要在来到这个世界要成为这个世人的酒。
And the hour to go to the wine press has not yet come.
而他去酒榨的时候在那个时候还没有到。
Brothers and sisters, this is the true meaning of this sign.
弟兄姊妹们这乃是这个记号背后的真实的意义。
The Lord Jesus is the true vine.
我们的主耶稣是那个真葡萄树。
Without the Lord Jesus, sooner or later, we will run out of the wine.
如果没有我们的主的话我们迟早我们的酒都要用尽。
Only the true vine can bring the wine back into our life.
唯有那个真葡萄树能够把那个酒再带进到我们的生命的里面。
Brother, sister, let's remember when we are first saved.
弟兄姊妹们让我们再回忆我们当初受得救的时候。
How we were saved?
我们是如何得救的呢？
We heard about the Lord Jesus.
我们听到主耶稣基督。
Then we did what the Holy Spirit revealed to us.
然后我们就接受这个圣灵在我们里面的开启。
We accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
然后我们就接受耶稣做我们的救主，是我们的主。
On the day we were saved, we hear the Lord and we do what the Lord said to us.
当我们信主的时候我们就听见主的声音并且做他要我们所做的。
On the day we were saved, we became a new creature.
当我们得救的那一天我们就成为一个新品。
Therefore our heart was fervent with joy.
因此我们的心里面就充满了向着主的火热与喜乐。
We love to share gospel with strangers.
所以我们很喜欢分享福音。
Our heart was full of wine.
在我们的心中充满了酒。
Over the course of many years afterwards,
在我们得救之后的许多年
the wine seems to run out.
而这个酒好像就用尽了。
We still trust the Lord.
我们仍然信靠主。
We came to the meeting regularly.
我们仍然持续的来聚会。
We do daily devotion.
我们每天也有灵修的时间。
But we know there is no wine in our daily devotion.
可是我们却发现在我们每天与主相亲近的时候没有酒。
We attend Bible studies.
我们也参加读经聚会。
But we know there is no wine in our Bible studies.
可是我们却发现在我们读经聚会里面没有酒。
We listen to messages.
我们也听信息。
But we seem to hear them all. It's hard to hear anything new.
在我们好像在听信息的里面好像很难得在听到什么新的东西。
When the wine runs out on us, we became an old creature.
当这一个酒在这个世界里面用尽的时候我们就变成了旧瓶。
The same thing can happen to our marriage.
这个同样的情况可能发生在我们的婚姻生活里。
You know, in the first few years of our marriage,
在我们刚刚结婚起初这几年
we have plenty of wine.
我们有许多的酒。
And we have good wine.
我们有好酒。
We have choice wine.
我们有上好的酒。
After 10 years later,
十年之后
we still have wine.
我们也有酒。
But it's a cheaper wine.
可是那个酒就非常的廉价。
The one you buy from Walmart.
在 Walmart 你就可以买到那种酒。
And after 20 years.
20年之后。
We have no wine.
我们就没酒了。
What do you do about this?
难道你对这个情况你该怎么办呢？
Maybe you even accept the fact.
也许你就接受了这个事实。
Now after 20 years, we should not have wine anymore.
20年之后呢我们本来就不应该有酒的。
When the wine ran out in your marriage, you became an old cruise.
当这个酒在你婚姻生活里面用尽的时候你就成了旧瓶。
There were seven churches in Revelation.
在启示录里面记载个七个教会。
Six out of seven ran out of wine.
这个七个教会里面，其中有六个，他们就用尽了酒。
They used to have wine.
他们在以前有酒的。
But then the wine ran out.
可是那个他们的酒就用尽了。
They still labor for the Lord.
他们仍然为着主热心。
But they have no wine in their service.
可是在他们的劳苦里面，在他们的服事当中却没有酒。
They're still faithful in their services.
他们在他们的服事里面仍然忠心。
But they did not have joy in their heart.
可是在他们的心里面却没有喜乐。
Become a duty of sorts.
可是却变，以致他们的服事成为一个责任。
The good news is that Jesus is the true vine.
可是这个好消息就是我们的主耶稣是那个真葡萄树。
Jesus can bring back the wine.
我们的主能够把那个酒再带回来。
In the process,Change the old cruise into new cruise.
而在这个过程里面就把这个旧瓶变成新瓶。
Let us look at the story and learn how Jesus can turn an old cruise into a new cruise.
让我们从这个故事里面再来看主耶稣如何把这个旧瓶变成新瓶。
Sometimes the toughest thing is to recognize that I have no wine.
有的时候这个最难的一个我们要承认的是情况呢，就是我承认我自己没有酒了。
Although we're not satisfied with our marriage, we're not satisfied with our walk with the Lord, we're not satisfied with our services, but we don't want to admit that.
虽然我们对我们的婚姻不满意，虽然我们与主同行的情况我们也不满意，也许在服事当中我们也不满意，可是我们很难承认这样子的情况。
And we just do all the right things.
我们就单单做我们该做的。
We do everything by the book.
我们就按着书上所说的，我们就这么行。
We have no wine.
我们没有酒。
But we substitute wine with doing all the right things.
我们把做该做的事情来取代酒。
Jews in the time was the same.
在那时候犹太人在那个时候也是一样。
They had no wine in their relationship with God.
在他们与神之间的关系的当中没有酒。
They have no relationship with God for a very long time.
他们在与神没有这个关系的情况里面有非常长的一段时间。
But they substitute the wine with doing many things according to the Jewish customs.
而他们取代酒的乃是用他们在犹太的传统里面做许多的事。
For example, they wash themselves before they enter the room.
举例来说，他们在进到房间之前，他们就先用那个水洗手。
For that reason, they have to have water pot to store the water.
因此，他们在屋外就需要有这个石缸里面盛的水。
They believe these water pots justify them.
他们相信这个石缸里面的这个石缸呢，就使得他们能够得以称义。
They have no wine in their relationship with God.
他们在与神的关系里面没有酒。
But they are comforted by those water pots.
可是他们却被那一个酒那个石缸里面得着了安慰。
Because that is the custom of purification.
因为那乃是洁净的礼。
They were justified.By those water pots.
他们因着这一个石缸，他们里面就觉得自己称义了。
They become an old cruise just like the water pot.
他们就如同那个石缸一般，他们是那个旧瓶。
Brothers and sisters, are we courageous enough to tell the Lord Jesus that I have no wine?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是有足够的勇气能够跟主说我没有酒了？
This is half of the effort.
这不过是这一个我们要做的一半。
We have to come to the Lord and say, I have no wine in my marriage.
我们必须要来到主的跟前说，在我的婚姻里面没有酒了。
I have no wine in my daily walk.
在我的每日的生活里面没有酒了。
I have no wine in my service.
在我的服事里面没有酒了。
It takes courage to tell the Lord that I have no wine.
我们必须要有足够的勇气，我们能够来到主的跟前说，我没有酒了。
We can either do that, or we can just substitute wine with doing all the right things.
我们或者可以这么做，或者我们就要用做那些该做的事情来取代酒。
Doing all the right things will not produce wine.
做仅仅做该做的事情，没有办法能够产生酒。
You can do all the right thing for a very long time.
Yes.
You will still have no wine.
你可能是在做这个该做的事情做了许长长非常长久的一段时间，可是你仍然没有酒。
Brothers and sisters, God does not demand us to be perfect in order to come to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，神并没有要求我们变得完全才让我们能够来他跟前。
If that is true, none of us can come before Him.
如果是这样情况的话，我们当中没有一个人能够来到他跟前。
Instead, God does require us to be honest and truthful.
而主所这边要求我们的乃是要我们要在这个点上能够诚实。
We need to be honest and truthful and tell the Lord, I have no wine.
我们必须要诚实并且真实地对主说我没有酒了。
It is much better to confess that I have no wine than doing all the right things.
在如果我们能够承认我们没酒了，是比那个仅仅做该做的事情要好得多。
Then Mary said to the servants,
玛利亚在这边就对佣人说，
Whatever he says to you, do it.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
This is a wonderful phrase here.
这边是一个非常美好的一句话。
Mary was telling those servants how to become a new creature.
这个玛利亚在这边是告诉那些佣人如何成为新品。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
It's even simpler.
这是甚至于更简单的。
Because you have to hear him first.
这边就是你必须要先听见他。
Then after you hear him, whatever he says to you, do it.
当你听见他向你所说的，他不论说什么，你就做。
You cannot get any simpler than this.
你没有办法比这个更简单的一个讲述。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Did Mary know what Jesus is going to tell them?
玛利亚在这边知道主耶稣基督要告诉他们什么吗？
Did the servant know what Jesus was going to tell them?
这些佣人知道主耶稣要告诉他们什么吗？
But saying whatever he says to you, do it, Mary gave all authority to the Lord Jesus.
而玛利亚在这边讲说，他告诉你们什么就做什么，这乃是玛利亚把所有的权柄都交给了主耶稣。
Your life will be changed completely if you commit to do whatever the Lord Jesus says to you.
你的生命就要有一个完全的转变，如果你能够愿意做他所告诉你的。
If you make that decision today, your life will be changed from today.
如果你今天就做了这样子的决定，你的生命从今天开始就要有转变。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
不论他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Then Jesus said to them,
那耶稣就对他们说，
Fill the water pots with water, so they fill them to the brim.
就对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
They were faithful.
这些佣人他们是非常的忠心。
They did not ask questions.
他们没有多问问题。
They did whatever Jesus told them to do.
他们就做了主耶稣基督告诉他们要做的。
There are 6 stone water pots.
在那边有六个石缸。
Each of which contain 20 to 30 gallons of water.
每一口缸都能够盛大概20到30加仑的水。
We're talking about 120 gallon to 150 gallon of water.
这边我们所讲的乃是有大概120到150加仑的水。
And the servant has to go to the center of the village where the well was located.
而这些佣人他们必须要来到这个村庄的那个中心去那边这个井那边去打水。
They have to draw the water from the wells.
他们必须要从井里面打水。
And bring the water to the water pots.
然后他们把这个水从井带到这个水缸旁边。
They probably have to do multiple trips.
他们也许在那个时候要走好几趟。
To fill the 6 water pots to the brim.
好让这个六口石缸水能够到缸口。
The water pots represent the law of Moses.
这个石缸所代表的乃是摩西的律法。
These people are very good Jews.
这些人都是非常好的犹太人。
So they kept those water pots.
所以他们就在那边留了这六口的石缸。
The water pots by themselves could not bring satisfaction.
这石缸的本身没有使人能够得到满足。
In fact, without the wine, the water pots become their burden.
实际上，如果没有酒的话，这些的石缸对他们来讲就变成一个担子。
They try to follow all the laws of Moses.
他们试着要遵行摩西一切的律法。
But all those laws become their burden.
可是这些的律法在他们身上都成为了重担。
There is no wine in obeying those laws.
在遵行这些律法的里面没有酒。
For example, the law says.
举例来说，这个律法这么说。
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
这个以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
There is no wine by obeying this law. An eye for an eye.A tooth for a tooth.
在遵行这个律法的里面，以眼还眼，以牙还牙是没有酒的。
So when you do have the wine, then it becomes different.
如果你真是有酒的话，这就变得不一样。
It's no longer an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
这就不再是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
When someone slaps you on the right cheek, you can turn the other cheek.
当有人打你右脸的时候，把你另外一个脸也转给他打。
When someone sues you and takes your shirt, you let him have your outer coat.
如果有人拿你的外衣，你要连里衣也给他。
When someone forces you to go 1 mile, you go with them 2 miles.
如果有人勉强你走一里路，你要陪他走第二里。
How can a person do this?
一个人怎么能够做这些事呢？
Only a person.Who is full of wine can do this.
唯有一个被酒充满的人能够做这些事。
When you have wine in your heart, you can go to the second mile.
当你里面被酒充满的时候，你就能走那第二里路。
When you have wine in your heart, you can give your outer coat.
当你有酒在你里面的时候，你就能够把你的外衣也给人。
When you have wine in your heart, you can turn.Your other cheek.
当你在里面有酒的时候，你就能够把你的另外一个脸，另外一个面颊给人。
So Jesus abolished the law altogether?
是主在耶稣在里边把所有的律法都废除了吗
？No, Jesus said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law."
那主耶稣说，他来不是为了要废除律法，乃是来完成律法。
Therefore, Jesus told the servant, "Fill."The water pot with the water to the brim.
所以在这边耶稣就对那些佣人说，你要把水倒在缸里直到缸口。
Jesus did not abolish the water pots.
主在那边并没有除去这些石缸。
He filled the water pot with water to the brim.
而他在那边把这个石缸的里面加满直到缸口。
He filled the water with his own life.
他把他自己的生命来充满在这个石缸的里面。
Only the life of Christ can fulfill the law.
唯有主耶稣基督的生命能够完成律法。
And do it with wine.
而是借着酒来做成的。
After the water pots were filled to the brim.
当这个石缸被水加满直到缸口的时候。
And Jesus said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiters.
那耶稣又说现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的。
So they take it to him.
然后他们就送了去。
Remember this servant just filled this stone water pot to the brim.
记得这些佣人他们只刚刚把这个石缸用水加满直到缸口。
And Jesus asked them to draw some out.
然后主耶稣就叫他们从其中舀一些出来。
You know, if I were then I would ask Jesus, if all you want is get water to the head waiters,I can take the water from the wells to the head waiter directly.
如果我是这个佣人的话，我会说，如果你的用意只是要把这个水带给那个管筵席的，那我可以直接把这个水从井里面打出来，直接带给管筵席就好了。
I just filled the water pot to the brim, and now you want to me to draw some out and take it to the head waiters.
你才叫我把这些石缸加满水，那你现在要叫我把水舀出来带去给那管筵席的。
Then you maybe do extra work here.
你让我多做一些事情。
But remember these servants are new crews.
可是记得这些佣人乃是那个新贫。
They didn't ask, they didn't challenge.
他在里面没有问问题，也没有向耶稣基督挑战。
They did whatever the Lord says to them.
他们就按着主下们所说的做了。
Brother and sister, in your life, if Lord asks you to do such things,
弟兄姊妹们，在你的生命里面，如果主叫你做 这样子的事。
Fill that water pot with water.
把那个石缸用水加满。
Then you fill,
然后
you fill the water pot with the water.
然后你就把这个石缸加满。
And then Jesus said to you, you draw some out.
然后主耶稣对你说，你就把从里面舀一些出来。
Will you do it?
你要这么做吗？
How many of us will do it?
我们当中有多少人愿意这么做？
Often time we will not do it.
很多时候我们不愿意做。
Fill the water pot is good enough.
就把这个石缸用水加满已经够了。
Now you ask me to draw some out.
然后你现在还要叫我把水从里面舀出来。
But do you know the reason Jesus asked them to do this?
你知道主耶稣要他们这么做的原因吗？
Because for the vine to produce wine, the vine has to go to the wine press.
知道当这个葡萄树所结的葡萄如果要变成酒的话，必须要先到酒榨。
At the wine press, the vine pour out his own life.
当在这个酒榨的里面，这个葡萄树所结的葡萄就倾倒他的生命。
But in order for us to pour out the life, we have to be filled with the life first.
让我们能够将生命倾倒，我们必须被生命充满。
Therefore, the water pot must be filled with the life of Christ first.
所以这个石缸先必须要被基督的生命充满。
When the water pot is filled with the life of Christ,
当这个石缸被基督的生命充满的时候
，filled to the brim,
一直满到缸口
，it's almost overflowing,
几乎要满溢出来了。
Then when the life of Christ overflow from yourself,
然后这个基督的生命就从你的生命里面满溢出来。
And the water become wine,
在那个时候水就变成了酒。
This is the meaning of what Jesus command.
这乃是这个耶稣叫这些用人做这些事情背后的意义。
We are like those water pots.
我们就像那个石缸。
We have some water in us.
在我们里面有些水。
We all have some life of Christ in us.
在我们里面都有一些基督的生命。
But the water is not filled to the brim.
可是这个水呢，却没有满到缸口。
Water is very low in the water pot.
在这个石缸里面的水呢很少。
It is so low, you cannot even draw some out.
因为这个里面水这么少，你好像要从里面舀一点出来都不可能。
Since the water level is so low in the water pot.
因为这个水位是如此的低。
The life of Christ cannot be outpoured from us.
以至于基督的生命没有办法从我们里面被倾倒出来。
In order for us to have wine.
让我们能够有酒。
We must be filled to the brim with the life of Christ.
我们必须要被基督的生命充满，直到缸口。
Then the life of Christ can be poured out from us.
以至于基督的生命能够从我们身上能够涌流出来。
When the life of Christ is outpoured from us, there is wine.
当基督的生命从我们身上涌流出来的时候，这就是酒。
So they took the wine.To the head waiters.
以至于所以这些佣人要把这个酒带到这个管筵席的那里。
When the head waiter tastes the water, which had become wine.
当这个管筵席的尝了那水变成的酒。
And he realized it was good wine.
他就发现这乃是那上好的酒。
So the head waiter was the witness of the good wine.
所以这个管筵席的乃是那一个好酒的一个见证人。
The head waiter was selected by the Lord Jesus to be the witness of the good wine.
这一个管筵席的乃是被主所拣选来成为这个好酒的见证人。
The head waiter did not know where the wine came from.
而这个管筵席的并不知道这个酒是从哪里来的。
And he called the bridegroom.
所以他就便把那个新郎叫来了。
No, he's a little bit of unhappy.
他在里面有一点不太高兴。
Every man served the good wine first.
他说每一个人呢，人都是先摆上好酒的。
When the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine.
等到客人都喝足了，你才摆上次好的。
But you have kept the good wine until now.
可是你却把好酒留到如今。
So head waiter has to, has testify that it was good wine.
所以这个管筵席的在一边见证这是好酒。
This sign illustrates the work of our Lord Jesus in our life.
这边所说明的乃是主耶稣基督在我们生命里面的工作。
Our daily walk with our Lord Jesus requires wine.
在我们每天与主同行的日子里面我们需要酒。
As believers, we do have the life of Christ in us.
成为信徒我们的确有基督生命在我们的里面。
But just like stone water pots, we find our walk with our Lord Jesus unsatisfied.
可是就好像那个石缸一样，我们发现我们与主同行的日子里面，我们里面没有满足。
We are unsatisfied with our relationship with others as well.
我们也发现我们与其他人之间的人际关系也其中也没有满足。
Why are we not satisfied?
我们为什么不满足呢？
Because the stone water pots are not filled with the waters.
因为这个石缸里面没有被水充满。
There is no overflow of the life of Christ from us.
在我们里面没有基督生命满溢的光景。
There is no outpouring of life of Christ from us.
在我们里面没有这个生命倾倒的光景。
There was no wine.
在那边没有酒。
There's no wine in our daily walk with the Lord. There's no wine in our relationship with others.
在我们的与主同行的日子，在我们与弟兄在其他人之人际的关系里面没有酒。
Therefore, the servant had to fill the water pot with the water.
因此，这个佣人必须要把这些石缸都用水加满了。
And then have to draw the water out of the water pots.
然后他们必须要把这个水从这个石缸里面舀出来。
When the water was drawn out, it became wine.
当这个水被舀出来的时候，就变成了酒。
This is the work of our Lord Jesus in our life.
这乃是主耶稣在我们生命里面的工作。
Filling us with the life of Christ.
他在我们里面用基督的生命充满我们。
And pouring out the life of Christ from us.
然后让我们从里面有基督生命涌流出来。
The constant infilling an outpouring of the life of Christ is the life of a new creature.
这持续的有一个充满，持续的有一个涌流，这乃是这一个新瓶的生命。
This is the way a new creature lives the life.
这乃是新瓶他过的一个生活。
There is constant infilling of the life of Christ.
在那边有一个持续耶稣基督生命的充满。
But there is a constant outflowing of life of Christ.
也在同时有一个持续基督生命涌流出去。
It's not about there's nothing specific about this water pot.
在对于这个石缸而言没有什么特别的。
The water pot is still a water pot.
这个石缸就是石缸。
The difference is the infilling of the life of Christ and outpouring of the life of Christ.
唯一不同的地方乃是在那边有一个基督生命的充满，并且有基督生命从里面的流出。
What's filled in is the life of Christ.
这里面所充满的乃是基督的生命。
And what's flowing out is also life of Christ.
从里面所流出来的也是基督的生命。
But when it flowed out of us, it became wine.
从我们里面流出来的就变成了酒。
So who is the head waiter in your life?
在我们生命里面谁是那一个管筵席的呢？
The head waiter could be your spouse.
这个管筵席的可能是你的配偶。
I think most of the time, the head waiter is our spouse.
很多时候这个管筵席的就是我们的配偶。
I help those fellowship for baptismal meetings.
很多时候我在这一个受浸义义的交通里面有一些的服侍。
Time and again, I heard the same story.
每一次我都听到同样的故事。
I don't know how many times it happened in the fellowship.
我不知道在这样子的交通的里面有多少次了。
A brother who received the Lord because he saw the change in his wife.
一个弟兄在那边接受主，因为他看见了他妻子的改变。
Because the husband knew the wife very well.
因为这个丈夫呢对妻子非常的认识。
After so many years, they knew each other very well, inside out.
他们这个 这么多年在一起，他们彼此都非常的熟悉，从里到外。
And there's nothing the wife can hide from his husband.
所以呢，这个做妻子的没有办法向做丈夫的隐藏什么。
You cannot have any change that is not real.
你不可能在那边有一些假冒的改变。
So when the husband testified, the wife really changed.
所以当那个丈夫在一边为妻子做见证，说这个妻子真实的改变了。
And the impact to the husband is huge.
那对这一个丈夫的震撼呢是非常的大。
It is so convincing.
在那边是非常的有说服力。
You don't need anyone to tell the power of the gospel.
你在那边不需要在那边跟他讲说这个福音的大能。
He lived, he witnessed the power of gospel every single day.
他就在那边看见并且见证这个福音的大能在他每天的生活里面。
When the life of Christ is outpoured from the sister, from the wife.
当这一个基督的生命借着这个姊妹这个妻子里面流露出来的时候。
And the head waiter is the husband.
而这一个丈夫呢就是那个管筵席的。
He tastes that good wine every single day.
他就在那边尝了那个每天都在尝那个上好的酒。
It's impossible for the head waiter to deny that this is a good wine.
这没有办法让那个管筵席的在那边否认这是好酒。
There's no other thing is more powerful than this testimony.
没有比这一个更具有能力的见证。
Brother and sister, there are challenges in our marriages sometimes.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的婚姻生活里面有时候充满了挑战。
And we feel like there's a Jericho in our life.
我们觉得在我们的生命里面有那个耶利哥城。
We don't know how to overcome that.
我们不知道如何能够攻取耶利哥。
No, we are like those water pots.
我们就好像那个石缸。
The only way is to receive the life of Christ up to the brim.
唯一能够解决之道乃是接受基督的生命一直满到缸口。
Then one day, the life of Christ flow out from you.
然后让基督的生命从你的身上流露出来。
And that water was taken to the head waiters.
然后那个水就被带到那个管筵席的。
And he cannot deny that this is a good wine.
那个管筵席就没有办法否认这是好酒。
Then your Jericho is overcome.
就在那个时候你的耶利哥城就被攻下来了。
The head waiter could be your boss.
这个管筵席的可能是你的老板。
No, that horrible boss that you had.
也许你有一个非常糟糕的老板。
Then we all have the boss we don't like.
我们通常有一个我们不喜欢的老板。
Therefore, you can see sometimes, and those employees, they are most joyful when the boss is not there.
所以啊，对做员工而言呢，当如果你的老板不在办公室里面的时候呢，总是让你最喜乐的时候。
Their joy reached to the fullness when they badmouth their boss behind his back.
有这个喜乐达到一个顶点呢，你在你的老板的背后说他坏话。
But the boss is the head waiter.
而这个老板呢，实际上就是那个管筵席的。
So if we have this privilege, allow the life of Christ to fill us to the brim.
如果我们有这个特权，让基督的生命能够充满我们，一直到缸口。
One day the life of Christ pour out from us.
直到有一天，这个基督的生命就从我们里面。流露出来。
And your boss will say, this is good wine.
那时候你的老板就说这是好酒。
Our head waiter could be our children.
这个管筵席的也可能是我们的儿女。
I think the relationship between parent and children could be very, very sweet.
你知道这个做父母和儿女之间的关系应该是可能是非常甜美的。
But could become very bitter.
也可能是里面充满了苦毒。
When they become bitter, we don't know what to do.
当这个关系充满苦毒的时候，我们就不知道该做什么。
I could not imagine, or I sometimes surprise how the parent react when they lost control of their children.
有的时候对我来讲是很难以想象，我也非常的讶异，这些做父母的不知道该如何反应，当他们对孩子们没有任何的
控制。They really panic.
他们在那个时候呢就非常的惊慌。
And they don't know how to get it back.
他们不知道如何把他们的孩子再带回来。
It's like a Jericho.
就好像耶利哥城。
There is a way.
这边是有一条路的。
For parents to receive the life of Christ.
让这个父母能够接受基督的生命。
Let it fill up to the brim.
让这个生命能够充满一直到缸口。
Just keep filling up to the brim.
让这个生命不断的充满一直到缸口。
When the water reaches to the brim.
当这个水达到缸口的时候。
It will overflow.
这个水就会满溢出来。
When that overflow occurs.
当这个满溢的情况发生的时候。
Your child is the head waiter.
你的儿女就是那个管筵席的。
There is she or she cannot deny he or she tastes the good wine.
他们就没有办法否认说他们已经尝到了好酒。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way.
弟兄姊妹们，这是那条路。
This is the meaning of this story.
这乃是这一个故事的意义。
We desire to hear the testimony of the head waiter some days.
有的时候我们盼望能够听见这个管筵席的见证。
They say, you keep the good wine until now.
这个管筵席说，你把好酒留到如今。
When we be able to hear the testimony, God obtained glory.
当我们听到这样子见证的时候，我们的神就得着了荣耀。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们,
Let the Lord do the work of infilling and outpouring with the water pots.
让我们的主能够做那一个在里面充满并且让这个充满能够涌流出来的这个工作。
If one day you hear your spouse saying, after Mary, get married for 10 years, then you keep the good one until now.
如果有一天你听见你的配偶对你说，我们结婚十年了，你才把这个好酒拿出来。
Or your spouse tell you that after 20 years you keep the good one until now.
或者你的配偶有一天对你说，我们结婚二十年了，你现在才把好酒拿出来。
Or even you hear you kept the good one for 30 years until now.
或者你会听到说，哎，三十年了，你要把好酒留到如今。
This glorifies the Lord.
就在那个时候，你就荣耀了神。
Then his disciples believe in him.
而在这个时候，他的门徒就信了他。
Did his disciples believe in him before the sign?
是这他的门徒不就是在这一个记号之前就信他了吗
？Of course they did.
当然他们信他。
They left their parents, their homes, and follow Jesus.
他们离开了他们的父母，离开他们的家，跟随耶稣。
But when they saw Jesus turn water into wine,
可是当他们看见耶稣把水变酒的时候
，They saw the glory of Christ.
他们看见了基督的荣耀。
How much we need to see the glory of Christ.
我们何等需要看见基督的荣耀。
When the glory of Christ was seen,
当基督的荣耀被看见的时候,
the Jericho crumbled down.
在那个时候,耶利哥城就倾倒了。
When they heard the head waiter saying, this is the good wine.
当他们听见这个管筵席的说,这是好酒。
They saw the Lord Jesus.Was the true vine.
他们就看见耶稣乃是那个真葡萄树。
So we are like disciples.
我们就好像那个门徒一般。
We have accept Jesus as a savior, as our Lord.
我们已经接受了耶稣做我们的救主，是我们的主。
But we also need to see Jesus as the true vine.
可是我们也需要看见耶稣乃是那个真葡萄树。
It will turn the water into wine in our life.
能够把这个在我们生命里面的水变成酒。
In our home, oftentimes a husband is a water pot.
在家里面，很多时候这个丈夫就像那个石缸。
And wife,is another water pot.
这个妻子呢就是另外一口石缸。
There is water in both.
在两口缸里面呢都有点水。
There's a little bit of water in both water pot.
在每一个石缸里面都有一点点的水。
But not enough.
可是不够。
It's very little.
水不多。
It's not filled to the brim.
这个水呢还没有被充满直到缸口。
It's not enough to outflow from the water pot.
还不够能够从这个缸口里面涌流出来。
And there's no wine.
在那边就没有酒。
The one water pot is waiting for the other water pot to change.
这一口缸呢, 就等着另外一口缸来改变。
And the other water pot is waiting for this water pot to change.
而另外一口缸呢, 也等着这口缸要变化。
You know, water pot can never change themselves.
你知道这个石缸就是石缸, 不会改变的。
So you still have two water pots there, year in and year out.
所以呢, 一年一年的过来呢, 你就看见还是这个两口石缸。
It's still not much different.
好像没有什么改变的地方。
But there is a good news here today.
可是今天这边有一个好消息,
that you can fill both water pot to the brim.
你能够把这两口石缸都用水充满直到缸口。
You can fill them to the brim.
你能够把它们充满直到缸口。
How do you fill them to the brim?
你如何能够把它们充满呢?
You need to become the good servant.
你必须要做一个好佣人。
You need to be able to hear the Lord and do whatever He says to you.
你必须要能够听见主，并且能够做他不论对你说什么要做的。
If you start today,
如果你从今天开始,
you say from today, I will do whatever the Lord Jesus said to me.
从今天开始，我要做不论主耶稣基督对我所说要做什么的。
Afternoon, you go home.
然后你就回家。
And Jesus said, take the trash out.
然后主说，你就把这个垃圾拿出去丢。Okay,
you hear, you take the trash out.
然后你就听见了主的声音，你就把这个垃圾拿出去了。Then
a gallon of water is filled into the water pot.
就在那个时候呢，一加仑的水就倒进了那个石缸里。After
dinner, the Lord said, "Wash the dishes."
然后吃完饭了以后呢，主就对你说，洗碗去。
Then you wash the dishes.
然后你就洗碗了。
Another gallon of water is pouring into the water pot.
就在那个时候呢, 另外一加仑的水呢, 就倒进了石缸里。
And the Lord Jesus has said, spend time with children.
然后主就说呢, 和你的儿女呢, 花一点时间在一起。
Then you listen, you spend time with children.
然后你就愿意听从, 并且与你儿女花一点时间在一起。
Then Jesus said, don't get on the internet.
然后主说呢, 不要上网。
And you listen, I do not get on the internet tonight.
然后你就听从, 然后你就不上网。
Another gallon of water was poured into the water pot.
然后呢, 另外一加仑的水呢, 就倒进这个水缸里。
You know, water pot is pretty big, 20, 30 gallons.
你知道这一个石缸子非常大的, 里面能够装大概二三十加仑的水。
Therefore, you have to keep listening to the Lord and doing what the Lord said to you.
所以你要不断的能够听从主耶稣基督, 让他听见他要你说什么。
And water gets higher.
然后这个水位呢, 就慢慢的增长。
Gets higher each day.
那就慢慢的, 每天都有一些的增长。
In your daily devotions,
在你每天这个灵修的时候,
ask the Lord, do you have anything for me?
然后你在这边问主说, 主啊, 你今天有什么, 对我说的,
anything for me to obey?
有什么需要我遵从的?
If the Lord says something to you,
如果主今天对你说了一些话,
you do what the Lord says,
你就按着他所说的去行。
Another gallon was poured into the water pot.
然后呢, 另外一加仑的水就倒进了水缸里。
Day after day,
一日复一日,
the water level goes up and up and up.
这个水位呢, 就不断地在那边升高升高升高。
Ultimately, we reach to the brim.
然后一直到它能够达到缸口。
And you obey one more time.
然后你就在那边再顺从一次。
And the water outflow from you.
然后在那个时候呢, 这个水就从你的生命里面涌流出来。
Then the other water pot take notice.
那在另外一口缸呢, 在旁边呢, 就看见了这个不同。
You don't need to say anything.
你不需要说什么。
If there is a little bit of water, I'll flow on the water pot.
你如果在这个满的那个水缸里面有一点点水满溢出来,
you will shake the other water pot.
在那个时候呢, 你就会摇动震撼另外一口缸。
The whole situation will change.
这整个情况, 局面呢, 就会改变。
It only takes one person to say, I want to be the new cruise.
这只需要一个人说, 我愿意成为一个新瓶。
As long as there's one new cruise,
只要有一个新瓶,
and the family has hope,
这个家庭就有希望了。
The marriage has hope,
这个婚姻就有希望了。
And one day, when the water outflows from the water pot,
有一天当这一个水从一个水缸里面流出来的时候,
then the other water pot will say, You keep the good wine until now.
那另外一口缸呢就会说、啊、你把这个好酒留到如今。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life of a new cruise.
弟兄姊妹，这乃是那个新瓶的生命。
Let's come to the Jesus now.
让我们来到主的跟前。
Let's come to him with all honesty and truthfulness.
让我们来到他的跟前，带着诚实，还有一个真实的光景。
And we need to be courageous and tell the Lord, I have no wine.
我们必须要有勇气对耶稣主说我没有酒。
It's nothing to be ashamed about.
这不是我们应该觉得羞愧的事。
Our natural man have no wine.
我们天然人的里面就没有酒。
It's not something you need to be ashamed of.
这不是我们必须要觉得羞愧的事。
We need to just come to the Lord and say, Jesus, I have no wine.
我们必须要来到主的跟前对主说耶稣我没有酒了。
Let us learn the secret of being a new cruise.
让我们能够学习做这个新瓶的这个秘密。
We learn from Mary to bring every issue to the Lord.
我们从玛利亚的身上学到把所有的事情带到主的跟前。
Doesn't matter what it is.
不管是什么事。
Sometimes we separate issue with two kinds.
有的时候我们把这些的事情呢分成两种。
The one kind is that I can handle.
有一类呢我自己能够解决。
The other kind,I cannot handle.
有另外一类呢我没有办法解决。
And we are all very smart and powerful. We think 99% of things I can handle.
我们都是很聪明很有能力的我们觉得大概 99% 的事情我们自己能够解决。
Therefore, for 99% of issues in my life, we don't bring to the Jesus.
以至于我们在生活里面碰到 99% 的事情我们不把它带到耶稣跟前。
This is the biggest mistake in Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活里面的一个非常大的错误。
We need to bring the smallest issue to the Lord.
我们必须要把最小的事情带到主跟
前。You have to learn, from the very small issues.
我们必须要从那个最小的事情上面学起。
Bring every issue to the Lord.
把每一件事情都带到主的跟前。
And hear what the Lord has to say on that.
让我们能够听见主对这件事情他怎么说。
If we don't learn from the small thing.
如果我们不从这小事上面学起。
When you do have that 1% big crisis in your life, you bring that to the Lord, you don't know how to listen to the Lord.
而当那一个在1%的那个大的事情发生的时候，你把这件事情带到主的跟前，你就不知道如何能够听主的声音。
Then we will learn from the servants.
然后我们也从这个佣人身上学习。
To do whatever the Lord Jesus said to them.
我们要能够做不论主向他们说什么。
Brothers and sisters, this takes practice.
弟兄姊妹们，这需要一些的操练。
You cannot wait until the crisis came upon you and start learning this.
你不能等到那个危机来的时候你才开始学。
It is too late until then.
如果你要等到那个时候就太晚了。
You have to learn from today.
你必须要今天就学。
From the very small thing.
从那个小事上学起。
Every little thing.
每一件小事上学起。
There are so many things in our lives.
在我们生命里面有这么多的事情。
There are so many decisions we need to make each week.
在每一周里面我们有这么多决定需要做。
Can we bring all the decisions that we are going to make in our life to the Lord Jesus?
我们能够把我们所需要做的决定，每一个决定都带到主的跟前吗？
And listen to what the Lord Jesus said to us.
然后我们要在一边听主耶稣向我们所说的。
And commit to him to do whatever the Lord Jesus said to us.
那我们愿意能够做不论他向我们所说的。
If we are doing this,
如果我们这样行的话。
If we live our life like a new cruise,
如果我们按着这个新瓶来过我们的生活的话。
The Lord will fill out this water pot with the water to the brim.
那主就要在这个池缸里面加水一直到满到缸口。
And pour out the life of Or Christ from us.
让这个基督的生命从我们身上能够 涌出来，满出来。
There will be full of wine in our life.
在我们生命里面就充满了酒。
When you do your daily devotion.
当你每日有这个亲近主的时候的时候。
It's not because you have to do.
不是你必须要这么做。
Because you enjoy doing it.
而是你喜悦这么做。
Because you want to hear what the Lord has to say for today.
因为你要听见主在这一天要对你说什么？
When you live your family life,
当你过你家庭生活的时候，
you are not trying to push everybody.
你不是在一边要在一边给每个人压力。
And it's the life of Christ fill this family.
而是让基督的生命能够充满这一个家庭。
Everyone can enjoy the family blessings.
那每一个人都能够享受这个家庭里面的祝福。
Let our family have wine.
让我们的家庭里面有酒。
And when we do serve in the house of the Lord.
当我们在神的家里面服侍的时候。
It's so important to have wine.
这是何等的重要，我们必须要有酒。
If we serve in the house of the Lord without wine.
如果我们在神的家中服侍而没有酒的话，
Then we often will have complaints in our heart.
很多时候在我们心里面就有埋怨。
And it's not what the Lord wants us to do.
这不是我们的主要我们这样子做的。
And this constant infilling and outpouring of the life of Christ is the life of a new creature.
而这一个持续的在你里面的充满，还有持续从里面的涌流，乃是这个新平当过的生活。
May we all have the privilege Someday to hear our head waiter saying, "This is good wine."
希望我们都有这样的特权，直到有一天，我们的管筵席的人能够对我们说，这是好酒。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for the time together.
父亲，我们在为着我们一同聚在你跟前的时间献上感谢。
And we thank the Lord again.For the story of wedding in Cana.
我们为着这个在迦拿婚宴这个故事，我们要来感谢主。
Oh, we pray that this morning you will open this story to us to see this is the life of a new cruise.
我们祷告，让今天早晨你能够再开我们的眼睛，让我们看见这乃是新平所过的生活。
May we learn from Mary.
让我们从玛利亚身上有学习。
We bring all issues of our life to our Lord Jesus.
让我们能够把生命里面所碰见每一个事情都带到我们的主耶稣跟前。
Not only we bring every issue to Lord Jesus, we wait to hear what the Lord has to say.
我们不仅把每一件事情都带到我们的主耶稣跟前，并且我们等候来听他的声音。
Not only we hear what the Lord has to say, we will do.Whatever you have said to us.
我们不仅在里面等候我们的主向我们说话，并且我们能够做不论主所说的。
We pray that by being a new cruise, you will fill up the water pots to the brim.
我们祷告，让我们能够成为新瓶，好让你能够将那个石缸的水一直加满到缸口。
One day, the water outflows from us.
直到有一天，这个水能够从我们身上满溢出来。
Become wine.
成为酒。
That would cure the problem of Jericho in our life.
那就会在那边就会能够医治在我们生命里面耶利哥的问题。
We also pray as assembly that you build us into a new cruise.
我们也祷告为着聚会祷告，你让我们能够被建造成为一个新品。
And you can constantly fill this new cruise with the salt.
也能够持续的在这个新瓶里面用盐来充满。
When the new cruise is filled with the salt,
当这个新
Lord Jesus will be glorified.
当这个新瓶被这个盐所充满的时候，我们的主耶稣基督就得着荣耀。
Encourage all of us this morning.
今天早晨鼓舞我们每一个人。
There is a hope for all of us.
在我们的里面有一个盼望。
No matter what the situation we are in today,
不论我们今天处在什么样子的光景中
，With man it is impossible.
很多时候看起来是不可能的。
With God, all things are possible.
而可是，在神是凡事都能。
So we look up to you today.
所以我们今天我们一同来仰望你。
The water pot open our heart to heavens.
让每一口缸，让我们的心都能够向天敞开。
Ask the Lord to fill us with your life.
让我们的主能够将基督的生命充满我们。
Fill us with your life on a daily basis.
在每一天的生活里面被你自己的生命所充满。
Father, we're not satisfied with our current conditions.
父亲，我们对我们现在的光景不满意。
We're not satisfied to be an old cruise.
我们对做旧瓶我们不满意。
We're not satisfied by doing all the right things.
我单单做该做的事情我们也不满意。
We want to be filled.To the brain.
我们盼望能够被充满直到缸口。
We want to see there is outflow of your life from us.
我们盼望能够你的生命能够在我们身上满溢出来。
So can we live our life with wine?
所以我们让我们能够生活里面有酒。
We can serve the house of the Lord with wine.
让我们能够在神的家中服侍的时候有酒。
We want to see our home full of wine.
让我们在家庭生活里面也被酒所充满。
We want to see our assembly full of wine.
我们也盼望在教会里面能够被酒所充满。
Lord, we do ask you to encourage us.
所以我们求主你能够来鼓舞我们。
Calling us every day.
在每天的生活里面来呼召我们。
Reminding us every day.
在每天生活里面来提醒我们。
To be that new cruise.
让我们能够成为那个新瓶。
To return to you on every issue in our life.
在生活里面碰到的每一件事情我们都能够回转向你。
Father, we're so grateful because you never leave us and nor forsaken us.
父亲，我们感谢你，因为你从来不撇弃我们。
Therefore, you speak to us today.
因此，你今天在向我们说话。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving.
我们心中是充满了感谢。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。